Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from a place called Compass Care. Compass Care is a pregnancy center, and they have been Northern New York's or Western New York's trusted source for reproductive health care for 35 years and very pro-life. And even though they tried to burn them down, they're still working. They're still operating. Can't be messed with. Joining me now from there is Reverend Jim Harden. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. We got a glimpse into what happens when you completely divorce yourself from Christianity, when they revealed those three sheets of the supposed manifesto from Audrey Hale, who went out and attacked a Christian school, attacked children at a Christian school. And, I mean, that's just about the, that's, when you're talking about base, that has got to be the baseline of evil right there. Tell me your thoughts when you saw that.
You know, I mean, I knew that she was a transgender person, which means that this is a, you know, transgender people take the kind of philosophy of materialism and hyper-individualism that they've been taught over the last four generations in America,
right,
to the logical conclusion. Transgenderism is the ultimate in anarchy. The reason I say that is because they rebel against the natural law in the world they see around them. They rebel against the natural law they see manifested in their own body, to their own genitalia. They rebel against the moral law in terms of how, you know, even the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This represents setting themselves up as God. They are a rule unto themselves. I mean, Jesus even talked about the fact that, look, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is partiality. It's me getting to play God, deciding who qualifies for my favor and who does not. Who qualifies as a person protected or and who does not. And so, you know, she was setting herself up as judge, jury, and executioner. She was setting herself up as God. Now, what I'm telling you is that I don't think she's unique. I think she's the norm. I think people have been taught by media, medicine, government, policy, by education, by their teachers, by their parents even, that they are a rule unto themselves. Go right. Be happy. If he makes you happy, she makes you happy. If it makes you happy, go ahead and do that, because you are all that matters. You are the God of your life. Go find yourself. Go make yourself, as a matter of fact. Go create your own fictional reality. Go fabricate some sort of reality and then, you know, petition the government to enforce a law that requires everybody to go along with your little fabricated reality. Otherwise, you're going to call it hate speech and put them in jail. This is the kind of insanity we're now living under. And this girl, who was susceptible, basically abused by culture and society, I think, this is the final result. This is the ultimate logical conclusion. Going around, shooting up people that they simply don't like. And it just so happens they're shooting up Christians. You know, I think that's a very important point, to mention. The fact that she attacked Christian people and that she targeted a Christian school must not be overlooked. This was not an accident. She did this on purpose. Why? Because the Christianity represents a rule of law. That is a rule of law that means that there's a God above humanity, a God to whom all humans are going to have to answer one day, a judge and of all actions, the standard by which all people must be measured. And that is God Almighty, manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ. And the reason why Jesus Christ died is because he knew that we couldn't fulfill the law. We could not. We were sinners. We fell. We cannot fulfill the law of God. We cannot measure up. We're not. And unless somebody picks up our cause and becomes our voice and our righteousness, we will die of exposure to our sins. And rightly so, because God is just. But he's also perfectly merciful. She's rebelling. That is, this woman, this transgender woman, and all of American society, modern West, are rebelling against that concept that there is a law of God that transcends the law of man. That's what they're rebelling against. And I think we're going to see more of this, unfortunately. I also think that abortion happens to be an early manifestation of that reality. It's my choice, my body, right? That's exactly what the transgender movement's saying.
Well, that may be so, but I mean, when you said that she was made, that she was a product of this, I mean, when I was just thinking about that, and I think about all of the fact that we get out there and she's like, I feel like I might be a boy, and instead of us going, well, that's not actually so. We mollycoddled her and let her believe that. And then she opened herself up probably to some sort of a drug regime or some sort of hormonal thing, which we don't know. We haven't heard about this just yet. That part of her. Haven't heard that toxicology report. What they did release did not indicate steroids. Did not indicate anabolic steroids. But that's all beside the point.
Yeah.
You are right. She is a product of her environment, and an environment that is all predicated on a very, very ice thin, really thin or thin iced facade of what is valuable and what isn't.
Exactly.
So what is going to be the reversal for that? How do we reverse that? I mean, is that generational? We're going to have to do this. Have we lost entire generations over this?
That's the burning question right now. How do we reel this back in? I'm not sure, but I can tell you that until America and Americans come back to a common understanding about what it means to be human, that we're all made in God's image and therefore equally valuable and equally deserving of respect due to the dignity that's inherent in us made in God's image, until that happens, more of this stuff is going to go on. That is, you know, that belief that we're made in God's image, just a little lower than God, is what infuses the justice system with an understanding about what is right and what is wrong. There's a reason why the rule of law, we say is God's invention. The rule of law is made manifest in the Ten Commandments, which it's no coincidence to think the Ten Commandments are actually written on the Supreme Court doors of the United States of America. Because they understood that they are not the final rule, that the rules that we establish for ourselves in our nation are not arbitrary, and they do not come from man, they come from God. And therefore, we have a blind justice system, a justice system that can hold all people accountable equally based on what it means to be human under God. And without that, and you might as well, I was on an interview just the other day, and the guy was like, well, I think we should eliminate the Ten Commandments from the Supreme Court doors. I think that's the problem. Well, who's going to say? Are you saying now that murder is an antiquated law? Really? I mean, maybe murder of certain types of people is an antiquated law. Maybe that's what he was saying, because the conversation was about abortion. And I was saying specifically, look, it's the job of government to protect all people equally, not just certain people. And what abortion represents is the government coming along and disqualifying a group of people, preborn boys and girls, from equal protection under the law, a violation of the 14th Amendment. They're also, depriving them of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. So we've got a major moral crisis in our country, and we've got Republicans campaigning for office going around saying our biggest problem is money. No.
Well, I mean, last night our biggest problem was TikTok. So, I mean, that was interesting. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Compass Care USA, the website, if you want to find out about them, is compasscare.info. For more information regarding them, they're very well worth looking at, because these are people that life is the first choice. We'll be right back talking to Reverend Jim Harden. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Reverend Jim Harden, and today I have gotten permission from him to ask him the hard question. Now, Reverend Jim, you are the man. Compass Care, what you guys do is you are protecting the most vulnerable of us as we come along. Before we even see the light of day, you're protecting them. You're protecting all life. You're protecting the life of the moms and all this other stuff. So, yep. My question now is I'm not one of those vulnerable lives. I have trained myself to be less vulnerable. I am not, I do not go out on a daily basis planning to hurt my fellow man, wanting to hurt my fellow man. But I do train to defend myself against my fellow man. And, you know, where do I lie when if I have to do that? Where would God see me? Where would you counsel someone? Somebody comes to you and they just had to defend themselves in an armed encounter and they were really good at doing it. How do you counsel them?
Well, unfortunately, that's having to happen more often in recent days. And I would point them back to what Scripture says, and the Apostle Paul said in Romans, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, Romans chapter 13. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God. Now, a lot of pastors have misinterpreted that section to say, you got to do whatever the government tells you to do. You got to do whatever the policy says. You got to obey whatever law comes down. But that's not what this is saying. I think as Christians in a government by the people for the people, we have been sovereignly placed in this form of government, you know, which means we have to obey the philosophy of government that we're under, which means that we have to take responsibility. We are citizens having to step in and take responsibility and exercise our citizen rights. The vigilance that it requires to exercise our rights means that there's a duty involved, a duty to exercise our rights. One of those rights enumerated is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not placed there so that I could go hunting deer. The Second Amendment was placed there in case we are surrounded by tyrants, whether that's local or, you know, governmental, you know, far off in the distance. We are responsible for protecting our communities from harm. I mean, the heart of God, that is, and this is what Christians are supposed to have, the heart of God is to protect the stranger, the oppressed, the fatherless, the weak, the vulnerable. Look at the parable of the Good Samaritan. So when you're forced to have to protect others or yourself from a violent aggressor and you have to use lethal force, I believe that God has placed us in a form of government that requires us to do so. And furthermore, I believe that the theology that Christians have also requires us to do so. This is what we do every day. We're trying to protect women and children from being re-victimized or killed by a profiteering, mercenary, billion-dollar abortion complex that has no scruples whatsoever. This is what they do on a daily basis. They kill children, maim women, and also kill women. It's been documented. It is their mode of operation. And our job is to do whatever we can to keep those people alive. So when you're trying to protect yourself or others from a violent aggressor, I think when you look at Scripture, the whole counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation represents the fact that, no, Christians are supposed to stand up and protect the weak. Christians are not supposed to be a victim. The Bible does not portray believers in God as victims. The Bible portrays believers in God as victors. Whether we die or not, death is a doorway for us. It's not a dead end. And so we recognize that our decision to sacrifice ourselves on behalf of others is what God did for us. And so we go and do likewise. We walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And that takes a lot. That can take on many different forms and many different circumstances, but it requires courage, endurance, etc. One of the vices in the book of Revelation for that will send someone to hell, I'm not kidding you, one of the vices that will send someone to hell, a lake of fire forever, is cowardice. Think about that. Cowardice. I think Christians like need to start using their imagination and putting themselves into self-defense scenarios. What would happen if somebody walked into this grocery store and started shooting up the place? What would I do to protect my fellow man? I'm not going to go run and cower in the corner. No. What would happen if? What would I do? Same thing if I'm sitting in church with my family and somebody comes walking in the back door with an AK-47 and opens fire. What do I do? Am I going to go run and cower in the corner? No. As a father, as a husband, as a man, I am obligated to stand in the gap and protect my family, if necessary, with lethal force. Right? And so for people to come along and say, well, we just need to be these mealy mouth, you know, quiet, sit down and shut up kind of men. That's not Christianity. I don't know what that is, but it's certainly not Christianity. So I think we need pastors to start speaking up about what it really means to understand how to be a citizen in a form of government that's a representative republic by the people and for the people.
Do you carry, Reverend? Do you carry? Well, you're in New York. I should have just answered my own question. Very hard to carry in New York.
I got one in my pocket right now, and there's never a time when I don't have one.
Okay.
Why? Not for myself.
Right.
But for those around me. And I've been told many times by many different people that, Jim, knowing who you are, you need to be going around, you need to have something that you can protect yourself with. I'm like, well, I'm not interested in protecting myself as much as I am protecting those around me.
Right.
If it comes down to me going home or some bad guy that's looking to off me going home, I got 10 kids I got to raise. So I'm hoping that guy will let me be the guy that goes home. So. Look, we've got a nation to preserve, but more importantly, we've got people to protect. And that's what Christians need to be thinking about, because that's what Jesus did for us.
I feel much better. I was expecting a little more. I was expecting something sort of soothing and everything, but I really like the direction you went into. I look at people that carry guns today as the modern day Kwai Chang Kang Kung Fu type person, which... There's nothing wrong with being a pacifist, but a pacifist means you have options. A pacifist, you know, goes in and tries to be nice to everybody, but has a plan to kill everybody in the room. So I don't mind being a pacifist and everything. And the way you put it, I sort of dug that. So, yes, of course, that's I'm glad I asked that question.
Well, we pray for peace, right? We always want peace. We always want we don't want violence. Violence is the reason why Christ came. I mean, people think that Christ came to bring peace. Jesus didn't say that. He said he came to bring a sword, but not so that we could wield violence. He came to, the cross represents violence.
Yeah.
Violence to end all violence. Jesus represents, kingdom of heaven storming hell. Jesus came to invade one man army, and he did, and he succeeded. And now he tells us, go and do likewise. I'm giving you the power to go and protect and redeem the world around you. So go do it. And that takes courage. It takes focus. It takes stamina.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those things that people need to practice. This doesn't happen. You've got to practice that on a daily basis.
Well, that's going to be the last word, because we have run out of time. And I look forward to next time we speak. Thank you, Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care USA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden is criticizing a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents. Biden spoke in response himself.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet.
In their report, DOJ officials said Biden appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and did not recall his time as vice president very well either. Biden Biden's attorneys, claiming the references made in the DOJ report are inaccurate and inappropriate. Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long, and it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back joining us now from InvestUSA.org and a writer at American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a pleasure with you, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
I do a lot of work now with vets and first responders, and we have a little sad happening that happened recently with first responders out on the West Coast. Tell me about this.
Well, we had four deputies yesterday, three active, one just retired from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office, all committed suicide on the same day yesterday. So we lost four officers yesterday. And so the question that the mainstream media is asking, I find it ironic the mainstream media wants to know any truth because they really don't, but they're asking the question, how did this happen? What's going on that would cause officers to commit suicide? Well, let's take a look at statistics and facts, Bill. First of all, the suicide rate among first responders, law enforcement especially, is the highest ever recorded in history.
Right.
They're the highest suicide rate we've ever had. What are the causes of that? Well, some of the obvious causes are the stigma that's been placed by mainstream media on law enforcement. They're nothing but a bunch of racist buffoons. Who don't deserve to be paid. That's why you have the defund the police, and who deserve no respect. Well, anybody that's dedicated their life to a career and gets told that towards the end is not a very positive thing to begin with. But then the second thing that I find curious, and this is what I told other national shows we've been on today, before you automatically assume, I mean, yes, I'm not saying they didn't commit suicide, but before you automatically assume that it was some personal tragedy, you know, L.A. County was one of the ones where they had a mandate for the COVID-19 vaccination. You say, what's that got to do with anything? Well, you know, now we are discovering that that vaccination has caused umpteen deaths or serious life-debilitating injuries because of it. from heart conditions to multiple sclerosis, and we can go down a list of all kind of ailments that are surfacing because of the vaccination.
Right.
So what I want to see is on these four deputies, were they part that maybe didn't want the vaccination but figured they had to feed their family so they would capitulate and go ahead and get it taken? And were they delivered some bad news that perhaps maybe they're developing some illness or something along those lines because of the vaccination? Add that on top of the stress of dealing with a career that right now people are viewing with great disdain. I say people, a small minority, but that's what gets the publicity, is the disdain. And yeah, two and two together, you just couldn't handle it. So I know, Bill, here's one of my biggest concerns. We're seeing all this negative effect of that mandated. Remember, I've never been opposed. If you want to do anything you want to your own body, you want to go take a vaccine for pigs, I don't care. It's your business. But remember, these were mandated for both the military and all first responders.
Right.
And now that we're seeing the effects of a mandated vaccination that we had no idea what it could or couldn't do, hadn't really been vetted. Now we're seeing the vetting process years later. It's causing deaths or, like I said, life debilitating injuries. You've seen a lot of young people with heart conditions now. Young people with heart conditions. Or multiple sclerosis or other debilitating effects that are coming about because of that. They're trying to move that back in to the mainstream scenario. So you remember they used that as a basis for being able to control the elections. Because now they said, oh, you got this virus out here. Nobody needs to be standing next to each other in the poll.
Right.
We'll just do mail-in ballots. And that's how was their strategy. I personally experienced this yesterday. I had to go to the emergency room. I was having a little asthma issue with my breathing. We checked out. First question, we're going to give you a COVID test. And I said, no, you're not going to give me a COVID test because, quite frankly, I don't believe in COVID-19, but I know we may have a medical difference there. Worst case scenario, if I believe in COVID-19, it's the same as the flu, the virus. And, you know, a couple of days, I'll be fine. So you're not going to do that. The response was, well, we're not going to be able to treat you then. We're not going to be able to receive you. This is a hospital, a county hospital. And I said, you're kidding me. You're going to deny my ability for medical care by automatically making an assumption for a test. There are other tests you can do just to determine whether the lung conditions are in play, whether they just need some prednisone or whatever. But you immediately want to go to the COVID-19 or else. You're not going to violate my rights. Now, when I was fixing to walk out the door, they came and said, okay, well, that's what some other tests did. But you see the fear. We have a governmental society, and unfortunately, healthcare has become governmentalized.
Yep.
That they're going to determine to control you, whether you like it or not, Bill. And those days are over. We are not going to capitulate in this country anymore.
Do they still, are hospitals still getting federal money for COVID cases?
They are.
Yeah?
They're bringing that back. You remember they used to pay $27,000, I believe it was.
Right.
And then, of course, the doctor and I, and we did it in a professional way. We kind of locked horns. I've seen a lot of fellow veterans that have died because of the vaccination. They had a larger heart. They were older. They killed them. He said, well, I've seen a lot of patients that come in here that were dying because of COVID. I said, no. This is what happens in the older days. I had a heart condition. I would come in with the flu, and the flu took me over the top and, you know, caused me to be deceased. But you didn't list on my death certificate that the flu killed me. I had another condition, a heart condition or whatever, and the flu just kind of finished me off.
Right.
So what y'all don't do that with COVID. What you do is I could have a stumped toe. But if you got COVID, it makes no difference. Whenever I pass away, I'm automatically listed as a COVID death. And that's just not accurate. He didn't like my response, but he couldn't argue.
No.
And of course, their ability to do, the reason why that's so important to them is, again, this matter of control. If they can force me to let them stick me or do whatever they want to with me, they've got me. They can tell me where I vote, when I vote, who I vote for. And we're just not going to allow that to happen. This country has to be taken back, not given back to the government.
Yeah, that's, I've wondered about that money thing. And I mean, what the medical profession really besmirched their good name with COVID. Because it became it was all about the Benjamins, and I don't know how many people they killed with it. I mean,
millions. Yeah. In my opinion, millions. I mean, you consider all the vaccinations. Yes, there were some people swallowing up with the vaccination, didn't produce any long term effects. But there are a lot of people that it did.
Yeah.
And they had no business being put in that position to cause them irreparable damage or death without being notified and warned that this could happen to you. Remember, that never happened.
No. Nope.
What was the idea? What was the statement? Get COVID, save your life. Nothing can harm you. Yeah. Right.
Well, when COVID was happening, I caught COVID at SHOT Show before they knew it was COVID.
Right.
When they diagnosed me, it was an unknown strain of the flu, and it was rough. And I mean, I didn't want to have it again. So when it came around, I took the Moderna vaccination.
Right.
And right. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. My wife and I both took it, and neither one of us had any side effects whatsoever.
Fantastic.
So,
see, that isn't a question. That's why I tell people, I'm not opposed to anybody doing what they think is in their best interest. But there were other vaccinations that have been proven to have been detrimental now since then. But they were forced on the people, on the military or first responders who had no choice.
Yeah.
So, and that was wrong.
It was wrong. That was a moment when they looked at that, and that was that. As soon as COVID came out, we should have just been saying, well, I guess Biden will be the next president, because that was that was the big reason that all of that came about. Hang on for me, if you will, sir. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org, and what they do is they have given more than 11,000 protective vests to first responders and to canine colleagues as well, because, you know, want to protect the dogs, because dogs do serve a very noble purpose in law enforcement. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is Lock and Load.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Michael Letts. He writes at American Thinker. He runs investusa.org. You've been talking a lot about the money trail that leads to the Biden family. What's the latest on that particular thing?
Here is the key, and it's going to tie into both aspects we're going to talk about in this segment here, is, of course, first of all, Joe had said he was never involved with China. His family was never involved with China. They never received any payment from China. Then we find out, well, I guess I was involved with Hunter's business, but it was only just kind of a verbalization. Then we find out the big guy was always on the line and letting the message be sent that you want access to the vice presidency and to policy, because you remember he was Biden's. I put a lot of confidence in him. I mean, Obama put a lot of confidence in Biden and let him do an awful lot of things. So he did have access to policy decision making with Obama. So they had to pay him to do that. Of course, he said all along, I never received a payment. Now we have discovered James Cromer from the Oversight Committee has finally, they said how they're going to hide it. They were going to take 10 or 20 LLCs. You'd never be able to track it back to the Bidens. Well, bingo, we did. And when the checks are now coming out, $40,000, $220,000, up to $5 million. That the LLCs, interestingly enough, they weren't smart enough. They didn't just put the LLCs in their name. They ran those LLCs in partnership with the Communist Chinese Party. So it's got Communist Chinese Party stamped all over it, and the checks were made out directly to Joe Biden. So that pretty much ends that, I thought he was a little smarter than that, quite frankly. But Anyway, that ends it. He has not given an official response. This is what he has done. That White House, first of all, views that financial records should be private. It should have never invaded his privacy. Well, they tell Trump every other day he should release all of his tax returns. It's on everybody, so why should he be any different? Second thing is that he is now shifting the focus of attention because he understands that the American people are getting extremely agitated and concerned over open borders because of the terrorism. Israel has produced, not a movie, Israel has just compiled all the captured video from Hamas of them videotaping themselves committing these brutalities on children, women, and seniors. And they just compiled it together, 47 minutes long, and they released it to New York. They released it to an actress, a Jewish actress, who held a screening last night in Hollywood, and there was a riot outside because of it. Pro-Hamas versus pro-Israel were rioting. It was the Hamas attacking the pro-Israel demonstrators. But the point is, because Biden has seen how concerned the Americans are, these same terrorist activities, very possible to be unleashed on America very imminently, very soon. He's come out with a new policy. He's going to close the borders. That should make us all breathe relief, correct? Well, let's take a look at what he means by close the borders. Is he going to build a wall? Absolutely not. We have 5 checkpoints across our border system where you can legally, come in. I say you can legally stay. You can cross into America and apply. And then, of course, you're supposed to leave. You remember right after that, you're the whole processing center. You're supposed to go back to where you're at and wait for the answer. He's going to close the processing centers so that there is no way to process anybody. But he's not going to close any access to get across the borders. That'll mean it's 10 to 20%, that we catch. We'll be catching 0%. They'll all be gotaways. But he wants to close the border. He wants additional personnel, money for personnel. Now, when you look at the fire line, what is the personnel he's talking about? A bunch of Border Patrol guards? Nope. He wants humanitarian aid to go to these sanctuary cities like New York and others that are complaining that we're getting too many illegal immigrants in and we can't afford them anymore. So he wants the federal government to pick up the tab of these additionally illegal immigrants coming across. That's the kind of leadership we have in D.C. Nothing to solve the problem, only to exasperate it. And that's what's making this so tragic is because of the fact that we are continually now, Bill, on a daily basis, picking up terrorists coming across the border. And when I say the word terrorist, that's a legitimate term, because we have a terrorist watch list. We have CIA, other intelligence agencies, foreign intelligence agencies that are over there all the time, and they pretty much indirectly communicate with the leadership of these organizations, and they find out through the names of who their fighters are, who they're not. And so we have that database compiled, and we cross-reference it to them. We capture the few people that we do capture coming across the border. And more of them are popping up being on that list. They are sending more, there are more than enough personnel in terror cells across the country here now for them to execute a massive assault on the American people and probably make 9/11 look like a walk in the park.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear. I fear a... I'm looking at either a Westgate Mall type of attack or a dismounted Mumbai type of attack or maybe a combination.
A combination. What we're seeing intel-wise, Bill, is they don't just want to strike like what you say is New York. Wherever the march of the country say, well, I don't like New York anyway. I don't ever go to the big city, so I'm good. They want to do across the country.
Right.
Big cities, rural cities, one traffic light cities. So that the impression goes very quickly across the country. There is nowhere safe in America, and it creates panic. And when people get into a panic, it's hard to operate, put it that way.
I don't know. I mean, I already carry a gun everywhere I go. If I had to carry a long gun everywhere I went, okay, big deal. I mean, that would be the only thing that I changed if they started attacking. That'd be the only thing.
I would agree.
I'm coming down to you and saying I need something that hides. It'll stop a rifle round, Michael.
We got plenty of that. We'll take care of you. We're not a problem there, Bill.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've been telling audiences across the world, because we were all doing some porn appearances as well.
Right.
Is that, look, terrorist organizations, let me put you on notice. We are not Israel. Israel had 2% of its populace armed. We have the vast majority of our populace armed. And most of us have the kind of blood flows in our veins. You mess with my family, you try to mess with my kids, and see how well that works out for you.
Yeah.
We will fight back, and we will rain down holy terror on them like they've never seen before. So I think that's the one thing that they kind of causes them to pause for a second. But they're idiots, Bill. It is only paused for so long. There is going to be attacks on the soil of this country, unfortunately.
We should all get a bunch of T-shirts made saying, remember Garland, Texas?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So that would be.
But I'm confident the American people are waking, and I'm pleased with what we're seeing. It's just, can we survive long enough to drain the swamp
and
hold these people accountable? I thought it was interesting. They have now come out to do a number of other networks supporting what I'm saying about they have to have a military council, a military tribunal. There's no other way.
Right.
To bring them to justice and hold them accountable when your top people are the ones messing up. So when major other networks are talking about military tribunal, military council, I think it's coming a lot quicker than most people realize.
Yeah. Well, in any event, this is, and this is stuff Michael writes about on a regular basis. Michael is not shy. Go check him. Go look for his byline at AmericanThinker.com. Some of the stuff out there, that's really good stuff. I mean, and the part that I like is you say the unspoken things. That's the fun part. Some people don't want to say some of the things you say, and you say them without hesitation. I enjoy that a great deal.
Well, one thing let me throw in there, Bill, before we wrap up.
Yep.
Is, you know, the biggest thing that's causing me the most pushback now is I believe in what General Jack Pershing did in 1898 when they dealt with the Muslim insurrectionists in the Philippines. We'll bury every one of them with a dead pig. That way they are sure they won't get to their paradise or their 72 virgins.
Right.
And we'll also coat our bullets with pig's lard or our pig's blood. That's the quickest way in there because, you know, they think they get the best of both worlds. They get to kill us and then they get to go to paradise. But their own Quran says that if they touch pig's blood or pig's body, they're banned forever from paradise. So we'll help them go somewhere, but it won't be paradise.
There you go. Psychological warfare. Let's
start. Exactly.
Thank you, sir. I want to appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Look forward to it. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
God bless
yes,
you.
Sir.
Bye bye.
Yeah, the whole thing is one of those constant things that we're going to have to embrace. Indeed, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.